Blog Talk Radio. Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good. Cutting it close today, don't you think?
In some ways.
Yes.
In some ways, definitely yes.
Yes. Behind the scenes, inside baseball,
yeah,
for everyone who doesn't know. Anyway.
Okay.
What are we going to talk about this week on the show?
We've got an intruder that's caught cooking corn in someone else's house. Happening right here in our lovely state of Massachusetts. We'll be talking about that in the weird news.
Awesome. All right. Is comfort food really comforting?
I like that. I like that already. That's a great topic.
That's the question.
That sounds really good. Let me see here. We've got a man that's hiding drugs and an anti-drug stuffed animal. All the way from New York, we'll talk about that in the weird news.
Okay. If you're in India and you're stumbling drunk going home, watch out.
Well, India is kind of a dangerous place in some ways.
Yeah.
You got to watch out.
Yeah.
Let's see. This one's good. A would-be burglar got caught sleeping on a bed with a bunch of stolen goods in someone's house that he broke into.
Was the burglar's name Goldilocks?
It was not.
Okay. And finally, if you're a student who's coming back to Boston,
oh boy,
Kim Costa has a message for you.
I'm not sure who that is.
You're not supposed to know.
Okay.
All that and more.
Good times.
Well, all that at least coming up on this week. Derek and Keisha,
right.
Are you ready to start the show?
I think so.
Press the magical button. Yeah.
This is the Derek and Keisha Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How you
doing?
Hello, motherfucker.
Hi.
It is fun.
La 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 la.
Up. Can you please help me?
Oh boy, now we're gonna have fun.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Hey now.
Woo! Not to worry. Condiments may be licked, not washed, off the finger.
Ew.
Look at the cat is about to jump off the counter for these jalapenos.
Woo! Don't spit the bun on your plate.
Eat it all.
Pussy cat.
Where are my pants?
No homo, okay. We love Derek and Kay Show, you betcha. Johnny J on the Derek and Kay Show, kicking it old school.
Woo-hoo!
With the beautiful, beautiful Kay and the lovely Derek.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show. What was that sound? Was it you?
No, I'm just looking at the lonely salad dressings on the table.
Yes, there will be salad later this evening.
Oh, okay. Are they out to get warm? What are they doing?
No, I'm just setting the table.
Oh, okay.
Like, literally.
Okay.
This is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are broadcasting live from Boston today. Oh, boy, what is today? Today is September 14th, 2014.
Yes.
And this is episode 185, and we are still alive. This is, we're over a quarter of a million listens and growing.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And we are the most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
That's a damn lie, and you know it.
You can call me Derek.
Derek Kalish.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson.
Also known as the sleepiest fiance in America. You can contact the Derek and Kay Show in many ways.
Yes, I wish you would.
You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com. Send
You've
us a note and we'll read it on the air.
Yes.
Visit our website, dkradioshow.com, for show extras and highlights. Follow us all over the social media on Facebook, Twitter, Vine, and Instagram. Except on Instagram, we are DK Radio because somebody has DK Radio Show and they are not even on the Instagram anymore.
Not budging.
How dare they? And lastly, give us a call when we are live on the air on Blog Talk Radio at 661-467-2416. Lastly, subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher. That way you can listen to the podcast version of our show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Ah, great.
There it is.
Really good. Good stuff. It's all out there for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So today is the 14th of September.
September.
Who gave permission to September to officially be halfway over?
Yeah, I know.
What the hell? Cha-cha-cha. I'm not ready for this. Wasn't it just the beginning of September, like yesterday?
It feels like it.
Yeah.
It's gone by really quickly. Or the summer, I'm still kind of trying to hold on to the summer.
That's gone,
but
baby.
It's getting cooler out there. It does feel a little bit like fall.
You know, I was at Stop and Shop the other day,
uh-huh.
getting some groceries.
That's a good place. Uh-huh.
And I noticed that all the summer toys were on clearance in a bin. So
that's
party's
sad.
Over, Johnny.
Yeah.
And all the Halloween candy was out.
Back to school.
Yeah, back to school.
Is what's happening.
Back to school. Speaking of back to school.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard this scathing welcome back from Kim Costa? She's a Facebook member.
No, one of our members?
No.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
She's just a chick on Facebook,
uh-huh.
and she, you know what? I had her little thing up for a minute there, but like now it's gone. But there's still some audio that's available online. Let me see if I can find it.
Okay.
She had a welcome back. She's a Medford resident.
Oh, our fine state of Massachusetts.
And she filmed a video in her car.
Uh-huh.
And it was 55 seconds. But I think the video got taken down. Oh, bummer.
What is this, like a back-to-school thing or something?
It's basically about college students here in Massachusetts. And she basically wanted everyone to know that no one likes them and that they were interlopers.
Okay.
And maybe we can hear it a little, like later on in the show.
Okay. We can get back.
I'll get that together.
We can get back to it.
How has your week been? Let's drink some.
Oh, we got a little
cognac going.
Yeah, pear.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Clinky clink.
Okay.
This will be good before I meet the photographer tonight.
That's good. Yeah. Well, it's just going to be a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it's any. Yeah. Okay.
We're not having like 8 cocktails.
Isn't it yummy?
It's a little cut the edge off. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
The weekend's been good. I guess you could say not too eventful. I had myself a little bit too much, Thursday. So, I was definitely recovering on Friday. Okay.
Uh-oh. There you go.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
So it was a real sleepy Friday night. You might
say. You said Friday again.
It's Friday.
That's sounding much louder than normal. I don't know what's
Rebecca
going on.
Black is in your ear.
Yeah, it's pretty serious.
Do you think that we should try and have Rebecca Black on the show?
That would be so awesome.
Would it be amazing? Would you love it?
I would love that. We should totally do that.
She's a YouTuber now,
let's,
you know.
Let's reach out to her.
I think we should.
Let's reach out and touch her, so to speak.
Not in like a harassing
baby.
Way.
No, just ask if she wants to be a guest on her show.
I think she should be.
We reference her every show, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say just about every show for years.
For years.
It's been years.
And now she's got a whole like other day thing.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And then maybe she'll make a Sunday song.
I hope not.
And
I
then
really
we'll be
don't.
All set.
I don't want that
whole,
to happen.
Whole weekend.
I almost want to scrap the other day thing. I just want to have it down to one day.
You just like
it's super annoying. Yeah.
Well, I think a little variety is kind of nice, you know.
I think it's bad. I think it's all bad.
So if you had to pick one, you would probably
Friday.
Yeah, okay.
It's
Yeah, definitely.
Well, it was just so funny when she came out with the Saturday song.
There you go. So what have you been doing this weekend besides, like, hanging out?
Well, I did some, I spent some time with special lady friends.
Oh, special lady friends.
It was very, very nice. Some very nice times.
Mm.
The day that comes after Thursday and Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What else? Did some freelance work. And then I was at a alternative music contra dance last night.
Okay.
You know, like contra dancing to like...
Metal.
Michael Jackson.
Okay.
No, not like alternative music. Just alternative like from what we normally...
Not
you know,
like hipster
not
music.
Not folk music. Yeah. No, it's not alternative like... yeah. That's pretty much it. I did some freelance work this morning. Did a little bit of grocery shopping. Went to our favorite unmentionable Shaw's, or the one we used to frequent, or Star Market.
Did, Oh, the Ghetto Star?
Yeah, the Ghetto Star.
Did you see our friend there?
Did not.
Damn.
Did not. I would have avoided that, perhaps. And I got arrested. I'm making some quiche tonight. I'm really excited about that.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I love a good quiche.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So what kind of quiche are you planning?
Spinach.
Yummy.
Mushroom, onion, and red pepper.
Wow, that's a variety.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah.
Got a little red pepper in there.
I like a little mushroom quiche.
Oh, mushroom. Yeah, I got mushrooms. Yeah. Did I say mushrooms?
I don't know.
Yeah, mushrooms are definitely going in.
Mushrooms are good in the quiche.
Yeah.
Something of like earthy flavor with the egg.
Mmm, delicious.
And maybe...
And the cheese.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong.
Good. Maybe I'll make a quiche for like tomorrow.
There you go.
A little like a Swiss chard up in there.
Mmm, Swiss chard is also good.
And some cheese.
I got the cheese.
Gruyere.
Oh, that's good.
Cheese.
So I figured I got some cheddar. I'm going to sprinkle in feta on top. You think that's going to be good? I've never done that before.
Never had that before either.
Little feta in there. Not too much. A little bit sprinkled on top.
Maybe a little sprinkled on top. Don't put it in there.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be bad.
Okay.
That's what she said.
interesting. Hey, how was your weekend?
I was busy. I was working a lot of the weekend, but I'm the sleepiest fiance in America because last night my lovely, beautiful, fabulous, handsomest man in the world woke me up.
I am just listening.
In the middle of the night.
Oh, uh-oh.
Not for anything fun.
You have a lot. Oh, okay. Not for anything fun.
No, it's like a.
You have a lot of stories a sickness.
Yeah.
Uh oh.
It wasn't like terrible, but it was like a. It was adorable, but I was tired and I just wanted to sleep. It wasn't that kind of sickness.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. So I was up a lot, and then Paddington proceeded to also wake me up later, like hours later after I had fallen back to sleep. Only me, because we were two of us in the room.
It doesn't affect.
Yeah, he only comes to mom.
Mm-hmm.
So I am now the sleepiest, happiest fiance in America.
Oh boy, you need your sleep.
Yeah, I need my sleep, man.
Yeah.
Tired.
Theo's been getting to me. He's been doing like if I don't have like I try to leave his bowl. He's not he can. I feel like I can keep giving him food. It is not. He's not going to overeat and get fat. At least not now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been times when that bowl up there is empty, and he'll walk all over me in the middle of the night, just walking like circles.
So irritating.
Because I've never really experienced a cat that does the annoying like feed me thing.
He just wants you.
Like
to
all
know.
My cats have been pretty good about that, but yeah, Theo will do that.
That you
and
know,
it's super annoying.
Yeah, if you could talk, you'd be like, hey, Derek, hey,
what's up,
Derek,
what's
hey,
up,
Derek,
what's up,
Derek, hey, Derek, hey, food. Food bowl's empty. Hey, Derek. Hey.
It's
hey,
3
Derek.
In the morning. I'm trying to sleep.
I'm just saying. The food bowl's empty. Hey. Hey. I just want you to know.
No, I'm sleeping
it's
here.
It's empty. No, the food bowl is empty.
Yeah. Then I push off the
floor.
Yeah,
but I'm going to die because the food bowl is empty.
Oh, look at that. The food bowl's empty. All right. I'll put some food in there.
Thanks.
No, it's fine. Okay. Yeah. That's what he sounds like because he's got a kitten voice. He's a big kitten.
It's really cute.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, it's cute.
I hear him and it's like, so I'm like, is that a cat?
He's such a little baby. He's he acts like it too.
Speaking of bottom feeders, RJ Gumby.
RJ
in the chat
Gumby!
Room. Welcome
yes!
from the Possum Hour, Mondays and Fridays here on Blog Talk Radio. So I was at Border Cafe today.
Oh, nice.
But not in Cambridge. I was in Burlington.
Wait, oh. Oh, there's one there too, yeah.
Yes, it was the weirdest thing ever.
I've seen that. There's also one in Saugus.
Why? How are they a chain? I didn't know they were a chain.
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, I knew that like a few years ago.
I had no idea. I thought it was
it's
one-off.
It's a small chain, though, I think.
How many are there?
I really don't know. I know there's probably at least like 3 or 4 that I know of, right? There's. Wait, did you say?
It was in Burlington.
Burlington.
Yeah.
Oh, you were at the mall there.
I was at the mall.
Okay.
So we weren't. Well, first of all, we went to L.L. Bean to get a book bag.
Oh, because it's back to school.
Yeah,
great. Right.
Yes. Eve's going back to school.
I am just listening.
Or back to work.
Oh, he's back to work.
Yeah.
It's a fine program.
And then we went to Border Cafe because we were hungry as hell because we stayed up all night and then we didn't eat breakfast.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, oh my God, we got to go to the mall because we're running out of time.
Uh-huh.
So when I got to Border Cafe, I had a catfish tacos or catfish fajitas and I was like, oh, bottom feeders. This is something we would serve at bottom feeders.
Bottom feeders.
The cafe that only serves bottom feeders and crap eaters.
And what's the official name of the restaurant?
Bottom Feeders.
It's Bottom Feeders? Yes. It's not Crap Eaters?
No, I think Bottom Feeders
bottom
is better.
Bottom Feeders. All right. We got to reserve that website, bottomfeeders.com.
Bottomfeederscafe.com.
Bottom Feeders Cafe. It's not restaurant?
No, cafe.
Or would it be funnier if it's Bottom
Feeders?
No,
Feeders? Wait. Bottom Feeders Bistro.
Oh, that's good. That's right. I was going to say Bottom Feeders Eatery.
No.
But Bistro. Bistro, that's it.
Because that has some of the alliteration, that's, sort of.
Yeah,
but bottom, not really.
And
bottom,
also, it's just
not
funnier.
Not alliteration at all.
Bistro.
Bottom Feeders Bistro.
I like
yes.
it. All right, we'll make the ad, and they'll be supporting our show.
This week at Bottom Feeders Bistro. what will we have at Bottom Feeders Bistro? What kind of specials will we have? How many Bottom Feeders are there?
Flounder.
Yes, flounder.
Flounder's
yeah.
one? Okay.
I think so. They swim at the bottom. They have to eat bottom
yeah.
stuff, right?
By the way, you're trying to have this conversation with
I know,
a
lifelong
vegetarian.
Yeah, I know. I know.
All those things.
Hold on. Look it up online. Here
okay.
we go.
All right.
Bottom. Oh, Nespadoom.
What
bottom,
kind of bottom feeders?
Bottom feeders. What if I just look up bottom feeders?
Let's check
out
that website's available, bottomfeeders.com.
Wait, Wikipedia. Bottom feeder.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they have like a whole category like, and tell you which ones they are. Oh, here we go. Bottom feeder is usually an aquatic animal that feeds on or near the bottom of a body of water, such as shellfish, crabs, crayfish, sea anemones, starfish, snails. We're having good stuff here at Bottom Feeders.
Yeah,
sea scrub,
quality snails,
bristleworms, and
the
sea cucumbers, which
weighs
are
over 11 pounds.
Biologists also use specific terms that refer to bottom feeding fish. This is dermal fish, ground fish, benthic fish, I don't know what that is.
A floppy
and,
fish.
Yeah, flounder, halibut.
Uh-huh.
Halibut is a good effing fish.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, that's like a quality fish.
Quality fish, even.
Sole, eels, cod, haddock, bass, grouper, carp, bream, snapper, catfish, and shark. We are serving
wow.
money entrees at Bottom Feeders.
Bottom Feeders
Bistro.com.
That's going to be great. It's, I can see it now.
It's going to be like all... Mm-hmm. Are there any like bottom feeder, like just animals? Not like fish?
Not fish? Well, do snails? Well, we mentioned
well,
snails.
Snails are like a... Sort of like a...
Yep.
Crustacean? Are they crustacean? What are they?
I wouldn't know. It's like another insect.
So we could... Yeah, so we... Well, snails? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Oh,
yeah.
No. Snails. Snails. So we could serve like escargot.
Uh-huh.
But man, by the way though, I had escargot recently. I had like escargot and grits instead of like shrimp and grits at like a Hungry Mother.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's good food, huh?
And after about having two or three snails, kind of got a little grossed out by it.
Oh, it's a little too rich or just the idea of it or what?
It was a little too snaily. Like I was like.
A little too snaily. I could.
Like, I can have, like, three or four of them, like, if they're, like, separate from, like, whatever the, you know, else.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, like snails and grits.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
You ever see a snail trail?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's, like, shiny,
mm-hmm.
glistening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
What, is that supposed to gross me out?
No, not at all. Not at all.
They have, like, mucusy stuff that comes from their bodies. It keeps them moist.
Yep, that's right.
Once you put some salt, you put some salt on it, season it, and it dries up.
Oh, that's right.
You got to cook it first, I guess. That's horrible. I'm melting!
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Anyway, snails aren't that good.
Okay.
But
well, there you go.
But crayfish are, and crabs.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good bottom feeders for Bottom Feeders Bistro.
Well, it's going to be an extensive menu, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be lots of seafood.
Mm-hmm.
Like haddock and cod and halibut are good.
Mm-hmm.
Especially halibut.
You're going to have some giant horse conch?
I don't think you can eat that.
The giant horse conch weighs over 11 pounds.
And I also don't think it's a bottom feeder. Well, it might be. I don't know.
I think it might be.
You think
yeah.
it's a big ass snail?
It very well could be. It's like, yeah, it's just like a big snail. Really is what it is.
bottomfeedersbistro.com.
Okay.
All right. Should we take shark nuggets? We should serve that.
Shark nuggets sound delicious.
Shark nuggets actually sound pretty money.
Not that I would know.
This week at Bottom Feeder's Bistro, we're serving shark nuggets with a special tartar sauce dye. This week at Bottom Feeder's Bistro.
Huh. All right,
good
we'll
meals
work.
Start we'll... at ground floor.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll work on it.
All
we'll,
right.
We'll come up with some stuff.
After the break.
Yeah.
Oh, the site's available. Thank you, RJ Gumpy.
Good to know. Let's jump on it.
I'm going to open my own stupid-ass restaurant.
That's good.
Because restaurants never fail, right?
No, restaurants never fail.
It's a good business to invest in.
You see, like, one open, like, the one around the corner here was, like, out for less than a year.
Which one?
Happy's.
What's Happy's?
That, yeah,
exactly.
That was here for, like, a year.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we're going to do some weird news after this break.
Yep.
All right.
I'm excited.
All right, good times. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
This is the Darrington K Show.
Do you have too many shelves? Don't know what to do with them? Well, now it's time to put your worries on the shelf. Introducing Shelf Shelves. Shelf Shelves are made exclusively for shelving shelves, and each shelf shelf shelves up to 12 shelves per shelf.
That's a lot of shelves.
Shelf Shelves saved my life. I really wanted to kill my shelf.
Don't get stuck with unshelved shelves. Buy Shelf Shelves today, and do your shelf a favor.
Kay loves Walgreens so much. Will she talk about it on the show? Find out tonight.
You'll enjoy Pigeon Jerky. Pigeon Jerky, the Cadillac of processed meats. You'll enjoy Pigeon Jerky. Pigeon Jerky, and you'll give your family a treat.
It's balanced nutrition to help them grow. And it's full of fiber to make them go.
You'll enjoy Pigeon Jerky.
Pigeon Jerky, the Cadillac of processed meats.
This is the Darrington K Show.
Call the Darrington K Show at 661-467-2416.
The Darrington K Show.
Welcome back to the Derek and Kay Show, hosted by Derek and Kay, but you probably already assumed that.
And we are back, the Derek and Kay Show. I just want to remind you all that we've been feeding pigeons for years. So pick up your pigeon jerky at a local convenience store or grocery store. It's a yummy snack, the Cadillac of processed...
You didn't finish your slogan.
What's this?
You said we've been feeding pigeons for years.
Oh, let them feed us. Sorry. I'm so used to reading this. It's thank you for catching that. Oh, they would be unhappy if I didn't say it properly. We've been feeding pigeons for years. Let them feed us pigeon jerky.
Please don't feed the pigeons. I see a lot of pigeons around with like looking like they've been at the Vietnam War. They have like mangled
pretty
legs.
Pretty roughed up, yeah.
Yeah, I see like a lot of like...
Whoops, that's a cow.
The pigeons here are that big. They're ginormous. Anyway, DKRadioShow.com is our website. Anyway, it's time for the weird news.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Get excited.
I'm gonna play this time.
I got Derek's weird news.
All right, the first story comes to us right here in Massachusetts. Here we have a police that find an intruder that's caught cooking corn in a home. Massachusetts police have arrested a man that they say broke into a home and cooked himself a snack. Rockland police officers responded at a home about 1:40 a.m. Wednesday after getting a call from a homeowner. Lieutenant Nick, I'm just going to leave it at that.
Lieutenant Nick?
So the homeowner broke.
Does he have a last name, but you can't pronounce
it? It's a little long.
Okay.
The homeowner woke up to a loud bang in the kitchen, and when the resident went to investigate, he found the intruder cooking corn on the cob on the stove. He told the intruder to leave. So the two men briefly had a little scuffle. Police arrested the 69-year-old John Delton and charged him with breaking and entering and committing a felony and assault and battery. And that's what's happening in Rockland, Massachusetts.
You know, he probably,
Yes. Yes. Come on. Yeah.
He probably said, I got an explanation for why I'm doing this. And the police probably said, we're all ears.
Ah, yes.
Kay Patterson.
It took a while to get there.
What?
Good one. It's good.
What does it mean when they say Jimmy crack corn, but I don't care? What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't care. No, I never.
That was all I could think of when I heard that.
Don't know what
story
that means. Yeah.
Jimmy crack corn, but I don't care.
Yeah.
Or is it and I don't care or but I don't care?
Jimmy crack corn.
I think it's and I don't care.
And
I,
huh.
Jimmy crack corn and I don't care.
Yeah,
Jimmy
I think
crack
you're right.
Corn and I don't care. What does that mean?
I have no idea what that means. What's cracking corn, also?
I don't know.
Sounds a little dirty to me.
You know what this is a job for?
Yeah, baby.
You're going to look it up
the
over
internet.
There.
Internet.
This is a pretty corny story.
Oh, boy, yes.
Yeah. I wonder how he was cooking it. Like, is he boiling it?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he was cooking it in the oven, because that's a good way to cook it, by the way.
Yeah. Well, you think someone that's crazy enough to break into a house and cooking corn is going to, like, do it the right way?
Maybe not.
Also, here's a corn cooking tip for all you people out there.
You got a corn cooking tip?
You know, you could just put that son of a gun in the microwave.
Oh, yeah, the microwave works really well.
When
it's steaming.
And you don't even have to peel it. Husk it, whatever you call that.
What?
You
husk
could,
it.
What is it called? Am I saying that wrong?
I don't know if you are.
I grew up in corn country, but still. So you put it in the microwave about the same amount of time.
Uh-huh.
And then, yeah, then you got to peel it while it's hot. What are you listening to? Oh, great.
Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait, oh. Slow down. Hold on.
Wait.
Is this racist?
That's racist!
I don't remember the master part. Do you have the lyrics up over there?
Yeah, wow. My master's gone away.
Amazing discovery right here.
Okay, let's
so many children's songs are racist, right?
I didn't know this
okay.
at all.
Here we go. Get ready.
Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away.
That's racist!
You should see the animation. It's like really phallic.
Yeah? Is there whipping and
there's
stuff?
There's corn growing. Like, it just looks like...
Jimmy crack corn.
This is the whole song?
There's no other...
Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away.
You're joking. My master's
oh,
gone away?
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Wikipedia. Here we go.
Jeez.
I had no idea.
You know, I had no idea either, but I wouldn't be too surprised.
Like, shouldn't they have come up with, like, a new version of that song? My master's gone away? Whoa, dude.
Yeah, well, so many of those things are really old.
On the surface... The song is a black slave's lament over his white master's death in a riding accident? What? What is crack corn?
White people are so scared of black people.
Oh, wait. Oh, there's more lyrics.
Oh, there is more. There's more. Oh, that they didn't put on there.
When I was young, I used to wait on massa and hand him the plate. Pass down the bottle when he get dry. and brush away the blue tail fly. Jim crack corn, I don't care. Jim crack corn, I don't care. Jim crack corn, I don't care. Old master gone away.
Mm.
There's a bunch of like, wow. All right. This is getting, I had no idea.
I had no idea either.
Wow.
Kind of forgot about it.
I didn't.
Yeah.
You did a corn story. That was the only thing I thought of.
You went right for it.
I went right to it.
Well, learned something here on the Derek and Kay Show.
Yeah.
That's good.
You know, learned that all of your nursery rhymes are racist.
Right, yes!
All right, moving right along.
All right,
can I have some more drink?
Oh boy!
Bad.
Oh boy! Kay needs a little something. You want more of the same thing?
Yeah, I'll have some of the same thing. Yeah.
All right. Until we get some real sponsors, big sponsors. We can't be having this all.
I know. I need to bring my own.
Someone needs to supply us.
I need to bring my own.
We need
cognac.
Yeah, we need like a maybe they could sponsor us. You think they'd be a good sponsor?
I don't think that they would want to have anything to do with us.
Yeah,
but
that's probably true.
The Derek and Kay Show.
But you know, it never hurts to reach out.
Okay, all right. Oh, I got a little. We both were a little bit poor there, so
nice.
We're good.
Nice. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're
very hard. Yes, I'm sorry.
You're welcome. Yes. Very hard.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Now I'm ready for the next story.
Okay. Yeah, you need that to go to the next story.
Well, after a Jimmy Crack corn trap, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
You know what? Erja Gemby, you're right.
What's that?
In the chat room. I'm not even going to say it out loud. I don't want to give anybody any ideas. This.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that's not even happening right now.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Well, he's not in the chat room.
Yeah, it's all right.
I wonder where he is. That's unlike him.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Next story. This one comes to us from Plattsburgh, New York. New York man hides drugs in an anti-drug stuffed animal. State police say they arrested 22-year-old New York man after... 22 years young. New York man after he found with pot, cocaine, and LSD hidden inside a stuffed animal dressed with an anti-drug t-shirt. Troopers Gregory Bolognese, I'm not kidding, of Plattsburgh, was arrested at the bus station in his hometown near the Canadian border, where they found 2 grams of pot and about a half gram of cocaine and LSD inside a stuffed lion wearing a DARE t-shirt. DARE stands for Drug Abuse Resistance Education, a program that aims to educate young people in staying away from drugs, gangs, and violence. And that's what's happening in New York.
Drugs, gangs, and violence?
That's what they say. Yeah, violence is just thrown in there.
I thought it was just drugs.
Yeah, so apparently this guy was lying where he put his drugs.
Oh, boy. I like the lion sound in there.
Yeah. Stuffed lion.
I have also a big cat story.
Do you really?
I do.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Get excited.
I am excited.
Yeah.
Is that a familiar phone number we see on the switchboard there?
It's not, but they're just listening.
They
so
are
it's
just
okay.
listening.
I am just listening.
Oh, that was really good.
Yeah.
I wonder who that is.
Meant to be together might... forever. I don't know.
Okay. You know who that is?
No, I have no
okay.
idea.
Okay, I have no idea. Let's see. What story should we read? Which one did I say I was going to read?
I don't know.
So we got that one. You want to hear? I haven't really read this story. But this is a good fall pumpkin story. Want to go with this one?
Is a pumpkin story. By the way, I had a pumpkin spice latte yesterday.
What?
Yes, but only because it was free. Somebody gave it to me. And it was free.
How was it?
It was actually delicious.
Oh, interesting. You're changing your tune.
Well, I'm not going to order it on a regular basis.
All right.
I refuse to buy it.
Yeah.
But it was tasty.
I like those things.
It's
yeah.
Very sweet
I could go for it, but
yeah.
We're going to break out the pumpkin vodkas on some show. Not tonight.
You're probably going to do it tonight.
It's going to be a mess if that happens.
It is.
But maybe when we have an in-studio guest.
Maybe.
When they're new to the pumpkin vodka.
Disgusting. We should put whipped cream on it or something.
Yeah, we should.
Can we make a cocktail with it or something?
Yeah, we totally could. Yeah, I'm not sure.
It won't be good though, right?
No, not going to be great. It's going to be what it is.
It's a pumpkin pie vodka, though. It's not even pumpkin vodka, straight up pumpkin. It's pumpkin with a little bit of something else.
Yeah. I'm not sure. A little of that spice flavor that you like so bad.
Yeah.
That you don't like.
All right.
It shouldn't even exist.
No.
All right, go ahead.
Next story.
Jimmy Crackhorn.
This one comes to us from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Police say they got two boys that confessed to a preschool pumpkin heist. Two little kids. suspects have
already
have confessed.
Oh Christ! Even the kindergartners are doing it early.
I know, right? So they were picking clean a pumpkin patch that was cultivated by New Mexico preschoolers.
Wait a minute, how they're in preschool and they're picking pumpkins already?
Yeah,
aren't the pumpkins big and heavy?
I would think so. So there's a video that shows the kids. A group of boys walking around the pumpkin patch, kicking pumpkins around, and taking a few pumpkins and destroying the vines and things like that. I guess there was
hooligans.
There's some older kids involved, 15 years old and another 14-year-old. Anyways, they confessed immediately when they were asked, and that's what's happening in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Breath. That's all I got to say about that, really.
But you know, since then, I guess the pumpkin patch has received a lot of extra pumpkins, 40 donated pumpkins, and nearly 150 more are expected by the end of the week. And also, I guess it's a university pumpkin patch. I don't know, some like school thing. Boston was sending over a special carved pumpkin with the university's logo.
This is so stupid.
Yeah.
By the way.
Well, there we go. Fall news.
Who is donating pumpkins?
I don't know. People read the story. They feel bad. They're going to send pumpkins to replace that.
Your pumpkin got destroyed.
Yeah.
Like,
here's a replacement
pumpkin.
Yeah. That's a lot of pumpkins. That's going to be almost 200 pumpkins.
If you say pumpkin one more time, it starts to sound really weird. Pumpkin, pumpkin, pumpkin,
pumpkin, pumpkin,
pumpkin, pumpkin, pumpkin,
pumpkin.
No.
All right. Well, you know, I don't need this story anymore.
Okay, throw that one away.
Throw this one over here.
There it goes.
Wow. How about a nudist story, huh?
Sure.
Yeah, all right.
Let's get naked.
All right, this story comes to us from California. California nudist camp accused of stealing water.
I heard that.
Officials in Northern California are accusing a nudist resort, of stealing water during the state's drought period. Reports say that ranger near the site says the optional clothing resort was legally taking water from a nearby upstream waterfall. The resort's owner says it's entitled to use the waterfall, which they need to keep the tank full in case of fire and to top off their pool that's used for skinny dipping as well as
a pool.
Backup water supply for fire. Yeah. Arrests were made or citations issued on Thursday, but the ranger has dismantled the hose in the meantime.
Literally.
And that's what's happening in California.
Let's get naked.
Hard to steal water when you don't have any pockets to put it in.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That's all I got.
I think these people were caught with their pants down.
Oh, sure.
How about that? I don't know.
Get ready for stealing water at the nudist colony. Can't talk anymore.
Tired. Let's get naked.
Sleepiest fiance in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How we doing on time? Maybe do we got time for
one more story?
We got time for let's do one more story.
Would you go to a nudist clothing
yes.
optional?
That's what
colony?
They call it. Yeah.
Yes.
Is that politically correct to say it that way?
Who cares? Who could be offended by just saying nudist colony?
No, please, clothing optional. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it is absolutely crazy.
Would you go to it and be naked? Because you can't just go and ogle and, like, be, like, enjoy.
Yeah, you can't be that creepy
person.
Yeah,
you got to go and, like, take your clothes off and get in with all the people who are, like, also have their clothes off.
Maybe I would.
You would?
Maybe I would. I don't know.
Let's get naked.
How about you, Kay?
Kay Patterson.
I don't think so.
No, okay. Not going to happen?
Not everyone deserves to see the fabulousness.
Oh, I see.
That's only reserved for specially privileged individuals.
I am just listening.
In your dreams.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. All right, next story.
Next story, all right.
Good cognac, man.
Is it, You like that?
Yeah.
It's good, yeah.
Isn't it yummy?
I think it does make the show that much better.
It always does, yeah.
All right, probably the last and final story on the Weird News. This one comes to us from Florida. Cops have photographed the alleged sleeping Florida burglar. This happened, talk about a heavy sleeper. This happened in Florida. Police say that the accused burglar continues snoozing next to a bag of jewelry he was allegedly planning to steal and swipe after deputies began snapping a photo of him. Even after the police showed up, he was still sleeping. Cleaning lady discovered the 29-year-old Deion Davis on a bed inside the victim's home on Monday. Deputies say that they took several photographs of the sleeping Davis, but it did not wake him up. He is charged with burglary and booked into jail on $10,000 bail. And that's what's happening in Florida.
What was he charged with again?
I'm sorry, $10,000 bail.
No, what was he charged with?
What was he charged with?
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. burglary.
There you go.
Burglary.
You're missing a whole syllable there.
Burglary.
Congratulations!
Yeah, I got it. This reading is tough, by the way.
I know,
this is,
I know.
You know, this isn't easy stuff.
I know, it's hard times.
Junior broadcasters out there. I'm telling you.
You know what? You know what I think about this story?
Yes?
Thinning of the herd.
Okay.
Thinning of the herd.
Yeah. You fall asleep on the,
on the job?
On the job. Yeah, seriously.
Because if you're a thief, thieving is your job.
Yeah.
Can't be falling asleep when you're burglarizing a house.
That is crazy.
Gotta stay awake, son. He only did half the job.
Yeah, he got in.
He got in?
He broke in.
He put the jewelry in a bag.
Yep, and then
he fell asleep.
Yeah.
Do you think he was narcoleptic? Do you think it was like an accident?
You know, it doesn't say.
No, I'm just asking you. Because why would you fall asleep at the crime scene?
Yeah, I don't understand. There's a lot of weird news stories like that. People like falling asleep. That's happened before, I think, on the weird news.
Yeah.
And also cooking.
The people make cookies and stuff. Like the guy who was high.
Start getting cooking.
And
yeah.
He made like corn. Cookies.
Yep, there's that too.
That was like last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or then there was one where he'd like started cooking like a whole meal, like chicken or something.
Yeah,
stuff.
What the hell?
I don't know.
Make yourself at home.
That's ridiculous.
Literally. All right. Well, that is.
I don't want to cook at other people's houses,
no,
by the way.
No, it's creepy, right?
So gross.
I'd be like, someone's
got.
Coming in.
Who knows if it's clean?
Yeah, you don't know.
I guess
clean.
If you're broken, you don't give
that's,
a crap.
That's your concern. That's
yeah.
All you. That's all on. That's all you.
All right.
That is the weird news. I'll throw this one up here.
Wow, that was incredible.
Wow, that was really loud.
Well, it like stayed up there for a second and then
but
it came
I didn't
back
even
down.
See it.
Oh yeah, it was crazy. All right. What's this music?
What do you mean? This is we're going to break music.
I think there was some S bombs dropped in
really?
This one. Yeah.
Well, kids at home, block your ears.
Okay.
I don't
We don't usually add that in there.
No, it's not really happening. So
right.
We're gonna take a short break here. We're coming back with
Hot Topics.
Nice. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned.
This is the Darrington K Show.
You've got your sunrise. You caught a prize. You're mating your Johnson. Party nights, summer whites. You, your friends, and your Johnson. Roofs to tail, water trails. You, your kids, and your Johnson. Saturday nights, distant lights. You, your girl, and your Johnson.
You and your Johnson, a way of life for over 50 years.
This on Zenora, Queen of Battle. A plan is hatched.
Zenora, what should we do?
We'll have to make them think we're enemies. Quick, fake a catfight.
Ah, my hair!
And a friendship is strengthened.
That catfight got me so dusty.
Here, let me give you a sponge bath.
All on the next Zenora. Feeling tired? Groggy? Sleepy?
When you need an energy drink that'll get you going, try 3-Day Energy Drink. It's guaranteed to keep you wide awake and alert for up to 3 days at a time. Your mouth will hardly be able to keep up with your brain. I just had two of them, and I've never felt more alert and alive. I mean, sure, my body's feeling a little tingly, and my heart hurts, and my teeth are chattering, and I can't focus, and my eyes are vibrating, but who cares? Because I just finished mowing my lawn and cleaning the bathroom and writing a novel and painting my house and building a garage. And who came up with that word garage anyway? It's such a weird word because it's got two G's, you know, and they're both pronounced differently. And it's like, who decided that? And one time I saw this guy at a bus stop, and he had this weird.
This is the Darrington K Show.
Call the Darrington K Show at 661-467-2416.
The Darrington K Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show. And we are back. It is The Derek and Kay Show.
We are back. Visit us. Our website is dkradioshow.com. Call us when we're live or just to listen at 661-467-2416. And follow us all over the social media at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and Vine as well. By the way.
Yes.
First official voiceover gig Wednesday.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's really exciting. This is great.
Thanks to the very special Jordan Rich for hooking that up for me. So
he's a great guy.
He is an awesome person.
Fine gentleman, yeah. Jordan Rich, the Jordan Rich Show.
Amazing. WBZ.
1040 News Radio.
1040 WBZ. News Radio. That's right. Anyway, it's time for the hot topics. I don't have a theme in here over here, by the way.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't, because I have iTunes taking up too much memory. I can't even deal.
Oh, I can get you right over here.
It's time for the hot topics.
Hot topics.
Oh, it's a little high. Hot topics.
It's close though. It's good. Yeah.
Good. So, like I said at the beginning of the show, Medford resident Kim Costa had a message for college students arriving here in Boston,
mm-hmm.
saying that they were interlopers and everybody hates them. She spoke with WROR hosts Lauren and Wally, because the original post is like down now, which is so unfortunate. So I haven't listened to this.
Okay.
So, but this is what she said to them.
You know, every once in a while you just run across something on the web that you just have to share with everybody. So we did. There's this Facebook rant.
The music in the background is like out of control.
Yeah, it's a little crazy.
Yeah.
One of those programs.
Kim Costa. And this thing went viral the minute it goes on Facebook yesterday.
Funny.
And it's kind of like a welcome back to the students who are going to college around here. So we just thought we'd give you the
audio. These radio people.
A chance,
I know.
You want to go in and check out the whole package here, okay? And we got some great responses on this, so just listen closely and see what you think about this.
All right, here it is.
Real quick reminder to all the college students that are coming back to Boston to further their higher education. This is really important. This is something you're going to carry with you throughout your entire academic career in the 617 area code. Nobody likes you.
Wow.
You're a visitor here, an interloper. All right? So I want you to keep that in mind while you're strutting through the crosswalk in Harvard Square wearing your pink popped collar and your Banana Republic date rape slacks.
Oh.
You've been obsolete to me since my 21st birthday. No need for you. I'm sure when you graduate, you'll want to move here because it's so awesome. And you're right. We're awesome. But people like you will be contained to places like Lexington and Concord, where you can live and where your TV is and recycle and have a kid when you're 50 years old. And you know what? We probably won't like them either.
Wow.
With that, welcome back.
Wow, what a joy. I love the accent.
I thought
I love
it was
the
hilarious. You're an interloper. No one likes you.
She's hitting all the,
yeah.
the typical... Oh, that's wow.
That was fantastic. So that's Facebook user Kim Costa. That video went viral last week, but it did get taken down, which is unfortunate.
Oh, that's too bad. Where
there's
is
the audio.
Does it say where she's from?
She's from Medford.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay, that works. All right, I guess that makes sense. Sure.
So there's that. So according, oh, I need another hot topic.
Oh, sorry, you need one of these.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not used to pressing that button.
Sorry.
Hot topic.
My computer is failing all over the place.
You can just give me one of these. I'll
yeah.
do it. Okay.
I'll give you one of these.
Yeah.
I'll do it now. let's try it. Although, okay. Let's. Oh, you gave me a different signal now.
All right. One of those.
All right. Let's do this then.
Oh, what's that?
There we go. Okay.
Hot topic.
Okay.
Okay.
This week on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Here's another reason, like, why your grandparents shouldn't be on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
So they're trying to like tag themselves in photos, but instead of tagging like grandma,
uh-oh,
they're tagging Grandmaster Flash.
I'm not sure what that means.
So they are tagged in every photo of themselves that's Grandmaster Flash because of autocomplete.
Oh right, and they just click enter.
Yeah.
Because they're old.
I can't hear a word you say.
So since grandparents keep accidentally tagging Grandmaster Flash in Facebook posts, and it's amazing.
Is there a bunch, like, different
yes.
people doing
yes.
it?
Yes, there's a bunch
oh
of different
gosh,
people doing
that's
it.
That's amazing.
It's the best ever.
So they got a collection of that?
Yes. I don't have pictures here, but it's
okay.
just, that's just the story
wow,
of the
that's,
week
that's
from
pretty,
Facebook.
That's pretty good. It's really good.
I think it's hysterical. There's Aunt Ro and Grandmaster Flash?
Yeah.
Weird.
I'm not sure. What is up with Grandmaster Flash?
He's like in his 50s now, isn't he?
I'm not sure. I wouldn't know.
I don't know. He's, you know, from like, he's from a long time ago.
Okay.
He's old.
Oh, Grandmaster
all right.
Flash.
All right. All right. Here we go.
Okay.
There we go.
<it.
laughs> Hot topic.
Okay. Is comfort food
yes.
really comforting?
Mm-hmm.
What are your favorite comfort foods, Derek Kalish?
Well, thank
Derek
you.
Derek Kalish!
I would say like maybe like mac and cheese, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I do like all the foods, like those kind of like, I don't know, I do like cheese type stuff.
That makes you feel better?
I try not to eat a lot of it, but
yeah.
you know, you just get that like stick to your ribs kind of stuff.
When you feel inside, you reach for like a cheddar?
Well, not so much feeling sad.
Okay.
Just having a good time out.
Okay.
It's not really a sad thing. I don't
okay.
know. Yeah.
Well, anyway, comfort foods are a lie.
Yeah.
So no food makes you feel better. They gave like people like some nuts, some comfort foods, and then like no food at all, and they all felt better within the same period of time.
With
so,
nuts and no food? Actually, that's...
Yeah, they were like feelings...
Wait a minute.
...of found a list of feelings of, you know, anger, fear, and sadness, and then after filling out the questionnaire... They were given a generous portion of their self-described comfort food, and then the other were given non-comfort foods they enjoy, such as almonds or cashews, a granola bar, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then some were served a neutral food or nothing at all, and they all felt better within the same period of time.
Wow, that's weird. That's interesting.
But they all happened to the exact same extent, regardless of which type of food they ate or if they ate any food at all. So the whole thing about like when people are super depressed and they like break up with somebody and they reach for the ice cream.
Right.
Doesn't help you
cream.
At all. Doesn't help.
That's really interesting. You know, I thought I read something not too long ago, not kind of related to this, but not exactly, not talking about comfort food, but actually what kind of foods that make you feel good. And I thought I saw something that like on the top 10 that actually rice was one of them.
Rice?
Like something with rice, plain old rice makes people feel good.
Well, I like rice.
And there was something related to nuts, but I don't remember what.
Ooh.
Stuff that you wouldn't think. Yeah.
That's yeah. what she said.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I guess something related to nuts could make you feel better.
Okay. Always.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Sorry. There we go.
Off topic.
And pigeon jerky will make you feel better.
Yeah.
Yes, RJ Gumby.
All right. A man-eating leopard in India is apparently targeting drunks as they stumble home in the dark. The big cat is believed to have killed 12 people in a Himalayan village since 2012.
That's
its
a lot of
latest
people.
Latest victim is 44-year-old a man who was attacked on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
The villagers are living in a state of fear that the leopard will attack again. Villagers are terrorized by wild animals, and it's impossible to venture out after dark. Moving from one village to another or markets through forest areas have become difficult. People carry sticks with them and remain alerted at all times, and many people in the village believe that drunks are easy prey for the wild. And here's the worst part.
Uh-oh.
Many of those who have been attacked by the leopard were savaged after they left an outdoor toilet.
Oh, that's horrible. This is real. There's a lot to this story. I have no idea what to say.
You don't know where to start.
That's
so the leopard will get you if you're drunk and you're walking home.
Mm-hmm. How unfortunate.
The leopard will get you. That's like something less like. It's like the stuff of urban legends, you know, or I guess.
Yeah, watch out for the leopard on the way home.
What's the opposite of urban?
Yeah, it's not urban.
Rural. It's the stuff of rural legends.
It's really horrible. You know, there's just things you don't want to have to worry about in life. You don't want to have to worry about getting eaten by a leopard. Like, oh, I'm walking home. It's really late. You'd be looking over your shoulder like your head's on a swivel for a leopard that's going to come and get you.
Not if you're drunk.
Not if you're drunk?
Yeah. If
you're not
drunk,
thinking about it.
Maybe you don't care about the drunk-eating leopard.
But it's when the leopard's going to get you.
Do you think that if you walk in pairs, you think the leopard won't get you?
Safety in numbers.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, you might have a better shot if there's more than one of you.
You need a gun if you're walking home from the
probably,
bar.
You should probably have.
Maybe you won't be able to shoot accurately. Yeah. You probably won't.
Yeah, you won't have good aim. No.
You've had a few pops and you're like scared of the leopard. What are you gonna do? You should stay at the bar. Or get a
cab. Or don't they have mopeds? Isn't mopeds big over there?
No, I think in India, I think you get like a thing like a bike, but it's like a car. You know, that like the what's that, the pedicab?
Oh, that's
like
a three-wheeler.
A rickshaw
are you talking about
thing?
The three-wheeler?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit, come
on! I think that's what's good over there.
Yeah, okay.
We're probably not in a village, though. It's probably nothing there.
You
might
foot.
Have like a horse.
Yeah.
If you're lucky, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Or a donkey.
Oh. Yeah.
Holy shit, come on!
Anyway, that's the hot topic.
All right, that's very good. Yeah, okay.
Hot topic, hot topic, hot topics.
Wow, there's our show.
You know, like,
yeah.
I am meeting someone and I'm like somewhere and it's like I just got an email from them and they're like, hey, I'm sitting da da da.
You've got mail.
It's like I'm going on a date, like a blind date.
Oh, this person you're meeting someone?
Yeah.
Oh, that's always weird. Yeah. I hate
totally
those kind of things.
I think it's hysterical.
I'm so glad. Well, I hopefully don't have to. Well, you know. Well, you know. Yeah.
When do you think you'll get to the bottom of that Sour Patch Children bag?
Yeah, it's still up
still
for grabs.
Full?
I don't really. That's actually those are probably mostly enjoyed on the show.
Yes, they are. I think.
Don't think I don't really dig into that much.
I don't really
off,
eat candy a lot
there.
During the week.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're there if you want some.
Okay. I probably shouldn't eat so much candy.
Children. Yeah.
Sour Patch Children. They are not Sour Patch Kids. They
no,
are Sour
no,
Patch
that's...
Children.
Children, please. Please, Sour Patch
Please.
Children. My dear cousin, Browen and Sean sent that for my birthday.
It's fantastic.
And
it's the biggest bag ever. How much does that bag weigh?
I don't know.
It like
it's like 20 pounds.
No,
it's
that's
really,
not that much cat litter
it's like
weight.
A garbage bag of Sour Patch Children's.
Sour Patch Children's is the best kinds of children because you can eat them.
Hmm.
I don't know what I'm saying anymore. All I know is that we have 1 minute and 41 seconds left in the show.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Wow.
Do we have anything scheduled for next week's show, like in advance?
Nothing special.
Nothing special? Okay.
So far as I know, it'll be a regular show, just like this
90
one.
Seconds.
I kind of like the celebrity. I've missed the regular show.
It's good. A good regular show is good, right?
Yeah.
We have it all on a regular show.
It's been. I feel like it's been a long time since we've just done a regular hour show, just the two of us.
It's smooth.
Yes, it is.
It's good.
You know what? That says something about it because I feel like
uh-oh.
We're able to do the show and like get all the things done, and it's easy.
It's easy.
There's a lot that goes on with extra moving parts.
Yep.
Not that we don't enjoy those extra
moving
parts.
What you trying
seconds.
To say, Kate?
It's just a lot more work.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Well.
So. all I'm saying.
RJ Gumby in the chat room.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very hard for listening and joining the chat room. I really hope to make it back to the Possum Hour.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
I've missed a few shows, but and I probably can't.
It's on really late
tomorrow
for me.
Night, but I really hope to see you guys soon.
Because I'm the sleepiest fiancé in America. 10 o'clock is really late for me, but maybe I'll try to tune in tomorrow night.
Check it out. It's a good show on Blog Talk Radio, Possum Hour.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you. Very much.
Thank you very hard.
Thank you very hard.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And seconds.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.